Lisa Cini to the Caregiver Smile Summit. She's founder, president, and CEO of Mosaic Design Studio, a global senior living design, project management, and procurement company. She's also founder of BestLivingTech.com, which curates the best products to embrace living as we age. Her newest book, Hive, The Simple Guide to Multi-Generational Living, How Our Family Makes It Work, is Lisa's personal account of how her family has designed a home in which four generations, wow, live together and lead productive, happy, and healthy lives, even as the eldest member of the family struggles with Alzheimer's dementia. She's also author of the book, The Future is Here, Senior Living Reimagined, and her third book, Boom, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Leveraging Technology so that you can preserve your independent lifestyle and thrive. Pre-release has made number one on Amazon Kindle. So welcome, Lisa, to the summit.
Hi, thank you so much for being having me on.
All right. So how can you use technology to have more freedom and confidence as you age?
Sure. Well, you know, part of it is understanding that we use technology all the time. Everybody gets all freaked out by technology and they watch these movies with robots overtaking their life and, you know, holding them hostage and all that kind of stuff. But when we think about it, you know, a microwave was introduced at the World's Fair and everybody thought it was pretty fantastic. A TV, you know, people actually had to have it clear on the back so that you could see that there wasn't some sort of trick magic stuff happening in a TV. Radio and all that. So there's simple things that we use every day, and we use sensors every day, which is a lot part of technology. Can you imagine driving your car without knowing how much gas you had to go? Or how do you bake a pie? I don't bake a pie anymore, but how do you bake a pie or roast a chicken or something like that without knowing the temperature on your oven or how long you have to go with it? So we use technology and sensors. So first, I want to just alleviate any kind of stress from anyone. The second thing is, you only need to take one or two things. I'm going to talk about a lot of ideas, but don't think you have to do them all. It's only going to be one or two little things. And then third, I want to let you know that everything's connected. So when you're using a technology, it has a lot of different things in it. It has sensors in it. It might have electric, it might have AI, which is artificial intelligence. So all these little things work together. They're not siloed. And it's necessary. And you really need to have Wi-Fi to make most of them work. So how it's going to change your life is if you can imagine Batman. I don't know if anybody out there is a fan, but I was a big fan watching it on the TV, some people in comic books, and then I love the movies. But technology should be like Alfred for you. So technology should work for you. It should never judge you. It should always be in the background. And an example of that would be a Google Home or an Alexa. An Alexa or a Google Home can remind you that you have a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock so you don't forget, or that it's gonna rain today and that you need to take your umbrella. That's exactly what Alfred would do, right?
Yep, we all can use an Alfred. I have my Batman t-shirt, cape, buckle, and this is the 60s television series. So that's dating myself. Now, part of the bio I did not read that people can read online is that you've done some consulting, I think, with sports teams and things like that, which brings me to the question, which I think is an interesting one. What can we learn about successful aging from professional athletes?
When you look at professional athletes, whatever sports that you follow, it might be baseball, basketball, football, soccer, they have, if you looked at their medical record is about like this. It's about like most seniors. So if you didn't know what they looked like in person and saw them perform on the field and you were just looking at that medical record, they would look like about an 80, 85-year-old man. Their bodies have taken an enormous amount of abuse. And then they go and they've had surgeries, they've had broken bones, they've had torn rotator cuffs, knees, MCL, ACL, ankles, all this kind of stuff. And they put their body and their mind through extreme conditions. So from a health perspective, they're very old, but yet when we look at them on the field, they don't look that way, right? They look very virile. They're still very quick thinking. They're incredibly athletic, and they look like they're loving life to the fullest at the peak of their game. So what can we learn from them? That they have learned how to treat their bodies the way we should be treating our bodies. You know, one, they put in the best ingredients into their bodies and they realize through gut health, that's a really important thing. I would recommend to everybody that you either do the Viome test, which is V-I-O-M-E. It's a gut health test to find out what your body's absorbing and not, and what's working against your body. We're mostly bacteria. So unless you find out what's working for you, you could be taking all kinds of supplements or even medications that you don't need or that's not working for you. So that's one thing that professional athletes do. They do a lot of exercise that's very low impact on them. And you wouldn't think this, right? It's kind of like opposite. So there was some technology developed for NASA, for the astronauts. And one of them is, there's a plate that you stand on and it vibrates, and they might just go up and down with their knees, up and down, raising. And they might do that for 5 minutes. But the way the plate is vibrating, it engages all of the muscles. And so it really helps with balance. Yes. They're those little electrical stimulation things that they put on your knees or on your stomach or on your back to work your muscles without you having to actually do a physical workout. Almost all the professional athletes use these. Why? Because they don't put stress on your bones and your ligaments. They build your muscles, which are what's supposed to hold you up. Your bone structure is not supposed to hold you. Here, this is called the Human Charger. I use this every day. It was made for jet lag and athletes, and basically it's like an iPod, and I press this button and a little blue light, you put it in your ear and a little blue light goes into your ear. You use that for 12 minutes a day. That'll help you with not having troubles with issues with sleeping. We used it with my grandmother with her sundowners and Alzheimer's, and she was able to sleep through the night. And all those kinds of things, yoga can really help. VASPR unit, I think we talked about this before. It's a machine that basically you're sitting in a chair and they put these blood pressure cuffs on your arms and on your legs, and they're filled with cold, like a cold fluid. You do a workout that's 20 minutes that would equate 2 hours. With, you don't feel bad after you did it, which I hate working out. So I was the perfect test case for this. But it's the only academically proven machine to build muscle mass in older adults and seniors and increase testosterone without any kind of drugs in males, older males. So who wouldn't want that?
So what's the name of the unit that you just put up to your ears?
That's called the Human Charger. So it's just, it's still going. It's going to go for about 12 minutes, but it's just, it's made from a company in Finland, and I found it, and it's on our site, Best Living Tech. I thought it was just incredible, and it was life-changing for my family with my grandmother with Alzheimer's, just absolutely life-changing.
Well, I'll have to check that out for myself. So obviously, based on the fact that you have four generations living together, you must have some interesting stories or experiments, perhaps, that you've done on your parents and your grandmother. So what have you done that way in living with these four generations and figuring out what works?
Yeah, God love them that they let me experiment on them and they trust me. We put bidet toilet seats on top of the existing toilets in all the toilets in the house. And if you've never experienced one of these, it's kind of weird, right? So my grandmother with Alzheimer's, I thought, oh Lord, she's not going to get this. And about 2 weeks after she moved in with us, she was 92. I asked her, I said, Grandma, you know, do you know how to operate? She said, yeah, your mom showed me how to do it. And I said, well, what do you think of it? And she said, well, Lisa, I might get emotional. She said, it makes me feel like I'm not a burden. And it keeps my independence. It really, my mother had told me anything could break in the house except for that bidet toilet seat. She said, that has to stay. And then it ended up being that absolutely everybody loved it. Another one was, you know, I talked about supplements a little bit. There's a little supplement from Bulletproof Coffee called Unfair Advantage. My dad was having trouble. He'd go to pay a bill, you know, God forbid they put it in the mail, and he'd actually go and drop off the mail, you know, the bill at the electric company. And he'd come back and would have forgotten to pay the bill. And then he'd get frustrated and embarrassed. And so I thought, oh no, we're going to have two people with dementia or Alzheimer's in our house. And that's really going to be hard. And I said, Dad, I talked to Dave Asprey, and he said, have him do the Unfair Advantage. So I bought the supplements.
and had him start doing them. Within a week, his brain fog was gone.
Yeah.
And he will not stop taking that. He, you know, it is, it's been a definitely a life changer for him.
Wow. The bidet is better than sex. I got that. Okay. I'm definitely going to go back and re-listen to this because I'm writing down some of these things that you're talking about because I want to go find them for me.
Just go to Beth Living Tech and you'll find
them. Okay. And we'll talk about that in a sec. So you mentioned 8 tech trends in senior living design. What are they?
So first is induction looping, which a lot of seniors have hearing aids. What we know is louder is not better, right? So you can't, just because you have it louder doesn't mean that it makes sense. Sometimes that can be more annoying. So if anybody's married and they're listening to their wife scream at them, that, you know, that louder is not always better. So at least what my husband's told me. So induction looping, actually, they lay a wire down around the rooms that of anything that's mic'd. So anything that has a microphone, like if you're playing bingo, you have a performance, a TV, or a movie. And then what it does is it connects directly to the hearing aid and allows you to hear directly from the TV or mic to your hearing aid without it being louder and all the background noise. Now, Bluetooth will also do this, but what Bluetooth does is it wears down the battery on your hearing aid. Hmm. Induction looping technology does not affect the battery. So that's a real positive. Second one is induction cooking. You may have seen this on some of the foodie shows, or if you've stayed at a nice hotel and had a buffet, they bring out a little kind of almost hot plate, but it's not a fire. And it will allow you to cook anything, anywhere, safely. And as soon as you remove the pan, it's cool to the touch. The other thing is they've hooked up, Heston Q is a company that has real high-end induction cooktops and cookware, and Williams Sonoma, I think, carries it. You can hook it up to your iPad or Apple or whatever, and it'll actually signal you like, hey, it's time to turn the fish over. You might be doing the laundry or forget about it, or it might, you can even do it so it turns it off and it'll have recipes in that. So it really helps you to cook without fear of burning something down, you know, and actually cook well and have fun with it.
Right.
Personal health devices like the human charger, a Wii Fit, any kind of thing that you can monitor. For instance, I got my father, when he started having some sugar problems, a device that went on his arm that was a tiny little needle on a patch. It was a prick, and then for 14 days he didn't have to be pricked again, and at any time he could read his blood sugar. Well, what helped him is that he was able to then go, hey, bread's not bothering me, so why should I eliminate bread? But my Arnold Palmer iced tea is throwing me through the roof, so I'm going to try and limit that. So instead of being prescriptive and like eliminating everything in your diet, which most people are told to by doctors, why not really know what's causing your blood sugar to go up or down and then take those things out? Because again, just like gut health, it's particular to you, not particular to everybody. Smart lighting. Smart lighting is anything from real simple sensor lighting, where the light turns on as soon as you start to move so that you don't fall getting up to the bathroom or going down the steps, to allowing me to know, like my grandmother, I have smart lighting in there. If she's getting up and down a couple times in the night, it sends me a notification on my phone. So I might say, hey, grandma's having an issue. Maybe she didn't take her medication. Maybe she's got a UTI, but we need to do something with this. We can also say, hey, you know, the circadian level, it can start off like sunshine, go to daylight,
right,
go down to evening, and then go to an amber light so you can sleep without it waking you up and help you if you have sleep disorders or sleep problems. So that's smart lighting. 3D printing. So 3D printing is super cool. What can be 3D printed right now is clothing, tennis shoes, Adidas, Nike, New Balance, all 3D print shoes. Invisalign, you know, those like thing braces, those are 3D printed. So right now you can 3D print dentures and orthotics and some hearing aids. I think the future is going to be moving towards that direction, but they're also looking at 3D printed food. If you have robots, so I have a robot in my pool. He cleans my pool every day. He's called a dolphin, which is fantastic. Lawn mowers are huge. You've got vacuum cleaners, but there's also personal robots like Alexa, Google Home. There's now security robots, companion robots. We have a companion robot cat in our house that talks to my grandma. So those are really coming on strong. So AR is augmented reality. VR is virtual reality. So if you can imagine, if you know anything about like Google Glasses or anything like that, the idea is that augmented reality at a certain point, very in the short future, you might have a pair of glasses on and it's going to actually overlay. Microsoft actually has this with HoloLens. In your kitchen, it might have a to-do list on your refrigerator, even though it's not a physical list, and it might say, hey, you got to go to the doctor's, or remember to pick up the milk. It might be, hey, remember that your granddaughter's game is starting here, or you can even watch it. So that's augmented reality, where it overlays, and it'll really change how we drive with GPS and that. We're actually seeing where to turn in our glasses versus looking down at a screen. Virtual reality, on the other hand, is putting those glasses on and you're not seeing anything and you're in the environment. And what they found with PTSD from military or folks suffering from depression is that if I put you in a really stressful environment, your body doesn't know the difference. It becomes completely stressful. On the flip side, which is the positive, if I put you in a great environment where you're happy or it's fun or it's peaceful, your body doesn't know the difference. And they're doing this with Alzheimer's and dementia a lot. The other thing is, let's say you've never got to go on a trip to Rome. You always wanted to, but you never made it. Put on the goggles and you can actually walk through Rome and experience, and it feels real. We had we did a little experiment at Christmas, and I actually bought an Oculus, which is super inexpensive. It's a virtual reality. Yep. And we had everybody trying it out. And the test thing was a dinosaur. They have a dinosaur kind of coming at you like Night at the Museum. And my sister, Lynn, who's a couple years younger than me, she got so immersed in this thing that she forgot, and she took off running and ran right into the wall. So I'd highly recommend doing it sitting down. She couldn't separate it out. And then the last one is crowdsourcing. That's number 8. Crowdsourcing is really, it's like what you used to do back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. It's your neighbors helping you, except for you pay them. So I can now have food delivered to me. I can take an Uber or Lyft and get to any appointment without having a car or fear. I can have groceries delivered. I can have my lawn done. I can crowdsource. I can have my prescriptions picked up about anything. So like Alfred and Batman, you can have a staff of thousands for a relatively low amount of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a quick question, because I'm realizing people are going to be listening and watching this and saying, well, you know, some of these are still down the pike. I get it. Some of them are available now, but how much of it is affordable to the regular person?
I would say that 90% of them are affordable to the average person. When you look at, we do design for senior living, and I love it. But the pure and simple fact is 90% of the people don't want to go into it. And my parents didn't want to go into it, and my grandma didn't. And the other fact is the places that I design, you know, they're between $35,000 and $150,000 a year out of pocket. I have 3 seniors. So do the numbers on that, plus 2 kids in college. I would have to be Bill Gates to afford that. I mean, there's no way. So when you look it up, for a couple $100 a month that you can have staff helping you out versus in-home care, which is very expensive. It can be $35 to $75 a day. These little things, cameras and that kind of stuff, really are relatively inexpensive. Because when you go to buy a system, whether it's a camera in your house or a Google Home, you're going to be like, oh, that's $200. Yeah, but look at that over 12 months. What is that costing me per day compared to senior living or a caregiver coming in.
What about the whole technology comfort level with this stuff? What are you seeing in terms of people getting more comfortable with it?
Yeah, I think that for me, what I saw is that something very interesting is that if it's useful, no one has any issue. It's pretty simple. My grandmother didn't have an issue with the bidet toilet seat because it allowed her to have independence and not have her privacy violated. Now, if she was able to do it on her own, she might not have been as apt to engage with that technology. On the Alexa, my mother loves the Alexa, but it's primarily for playing music. So for her, music is important. She loves to be able to cook and just tell Alexa what she wants to change the music to. And so it's kind of where your sweet spot is on what you want. We had a big issue where people thought, not a big issue, but my mom was feeling guilty when she would go to the movie or dinner with my dad and worry about my grandmother. Like, oh, I've got to get back and check on her. And she started to feel like she was a prisoner in the home, you know? And I said, we're going to put a camera up, but we're going to put it on grandma's chair, not in her bedroom. And all you have to do is when you want to have dessert and you're not sure if you should come back or not, flip on your camera on your phone and see if grandma's enjoying her TV show. You don't need to do anything, right? And so that was a good blend, but I have still had people question us. And the one thing that I would really challenge everyone on is, unless you're living in their shoes, if you're going to, you know, especially if you're a sister or a brother or a cousin or someone and you're not taking care of the person, you don't get to be the judge on this stuff.
Right.
You come and spend 2 weeks with grandma and, you know, take care of her every day and then talk to me about whether you think that's a violation of privacy or helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom did it for, you know, 4.5 years. So I'm not going to degrade my mother's health to help my grandmother. There has to be some scale and there has to be some common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I for darn sure, my mother made sure Facebook was working, if for nothing else than to spy on me to see what we were up to. So she knew how to use it, that's for sure. So what is Best Living Tech and how does it fit into senior living interior design?
To me, I go to these great think tanks with all these incredible scientists, like for the Human Charger or Dave Asprey with Bulletproof Coffee, all these different places. And they'd say, well, Lisa, how can you get it? And I'd say, oh, well, you have to go. And it was kind of cumbersome and you couldn't find everything anywhere. So I just put together an online website and said, here, it's all in one place. That way you can find it. You can research the stuff and it might be, you know, a clock radio that has one button. So it's all those kinds of little products that we use in senior living or that you could use, you know, in your home to make it easier for, quite honestly, you know, like my mom, my dad, and all my cousins, I didn't want to have 50 phone calls every day about where to get it. So that's why we put it up there.
Yeah, it was born out of necessity. Got it. So
that's exactly right.
So I know for our viewers, you were going to give something away that had to do with Best Living Tech, or what is that exactly?
Yeah. So if you go to the site and you decide you want to get something for yourself or a loved one or whatever, there's a coupon code that you can enter when you go to purchase, and it's aging 10, the number 10. So A-G-I-N-G 10, and you'll get 10% off of anything that you decide to purchase.
Perfect. We'll note that. We'll note that in next to the video that we display. So Lisa, okay. I wanted to thank you. I definitely have to go back and listen to this because there were 6 different things I think I'm going to have to go in debt for or something, especially the one about helping me sleep better. So I'm glad that we found each other, that you were willing to participate in the summit, and thanks again.
It was such a pleasure to be here and I can't wait to talk to you all. Please, you know, reach out to us. You can follow me on my blog. All that stuff is there on Best Living Tech or Lisa Mcini. So we're just excited to help out.